Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Good stuff by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Verbal blasting back and forth between President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom, among several Democrats angry at the president, sending hundreds of Marines and thousands of National Guard troops to protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. The president.
I think it would have been a very bad situation. It was heading in the wrong direction. It's now heading in the right direction.
Referencing talk by some officials of arresting Gavin Newsom for trying to obstruct law enforcement, the California governor.
Just get it over with. Arrest me. Move on.
Governor on the Midas Touch podcast. The L.A. protests spreading, demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Few details so far of several people killed at a school in the Austrian city of Graz today, says the Interior Ministry. Several dead and injured, but they say that the gunman is dead. Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News. A federal judge dismissing Justin Baldoni's $400 million countersuit against Blake Lively and her husband, the actor Ryan Reynolds, accusing them of defamation and extortion. The judge also dismissing Baldoni's lawsuit against the New York Times over its reporting. ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
There are claims that Justin Baldoni could still make in an effort to say, in effect, she intentionally tried to ruin my career and end professional relationships I had, but you have to do it in a separate lawsuit.
Pretending to be 13-year-olds, researchers from Northwestern University created TikTok accounts and reviewed 100 skincare videos from girls as young as 7. They found among the top 25 most viewed videos were ingredients that could irritate adolescent skin, chemicals used by adults for
wrinkles, hyperpigmentation, and dullness to the skin.
Dr. Brooke Jeffy, tween skincare expert. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
At Napa Auto and Truck Parts, buy the Milwaukee M18 Fuel String Trimmer with Quick Lock Kit for just $349 and receive one free Quick Lock attachment of your choice. Select from the M18 Edger, Brush Cutter, or Articulating Hedge Trimmer attachment. Tackle every job with Milwaukee's trusted power and precision. Stop by Napa in Richland Center or Basket Bell and take advantage of this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
There you go. That's the scoop on it. Here's the word you need to text in this hour here on WRCO Radio. It is the word TAN. T-A-N. TAN. Get that texted in through the WRCO, the Civic Media app, the text button at the bottom of the screen, or you can do that at 608-647-4155. The word is TAN, such as I'm going to go out and get a tan. or Henry's tan school pants, whatever the case might be. All right. Well, good luck, and we hope to see some names from Southwest Wisconsin in this week's winning.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it! Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 76, breezy and a bit warmer, west winds at 10 to 16. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild, a low of 58. Wednesday, partly sunny and 83. And Thursday, 76, with intermittent showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible. Right now, winds around 6 from the east. And on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 52 degrees. So we get set for Tuesday in southwest Wisconsin. Here's Brad Paisley.
I didn't know she was back in town. Seemed like it'd been forever. She said it's good to be back home, but you know what would make it better? We still got that short bed Chevy. Put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back. And if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if them miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place. Hair ties on the gear shift and a ball cap behind the seat. If you miss those old times, the sun sets about 9 and I've got a four-wheel drive. I'm not afraid.
got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, once and she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Take a riding on a Friday night, straight down the highway.
Cringe Boys on WRCO and Bobby Sue. Well, the Quizzy Poo is coming up in just a little bit for, no, Bobby Sue won't be here, I don't think, but it'll be Hank and I. We have a special guest quizition today, so we'll see how that goes. Birthdays and anniversaries as well, right around the bend today. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
This hour's keyword to text in, if you missed that, is TAN, T-A-N, T-A-N. I wouldn't do well in the WRCO spelling bee. T-A-N is the word to text in here during the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Be aware of that as we get on with our day and go about our merry way. Good luck to Boscobel and Highland in the semifinal baseball. There's some really good games going on around the area today. It's a good day to play hooky and go see a high school baseball game.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month, a good time to take a stake in what's filling your dinner plate. Men need essential nutrients like minerals, vitamins, proteins, and fats, and the best source for those is the food you eat, not the pills or supplements you consume. The Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends a diet that adds fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Eat for your health.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello.
Good morning, Philip.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. How'd you do last night?
How'd I do in what?
In anything. Did you get in trouble? Do any housework? Anything?
No, not much. No, didn't do that. I hauled grandbabies. That was about it. So
that's a win?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a win. Yep, stayed out of trouble.
Cheated the kids in Riverdale and Pecatonica.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. I bet they were happy with you. So
it depends where at. You know what time of the game it was.
You and I'll be making a trip to Blair Taylor today for baseball.
Are you driving or?
You can ride in the Vibe if you want. I don't care.
You can drive the truck if you want to.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Or did you bring your pillow instead?
I brought the pillow. I understand. I'm better suited for that.
We have a special guest today.
We do. We have a special guest for the Quizzy Poo, Mr. Dean Reinhardt. How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Wonderful.
You doing all right?
Oh, yeah. Doing fine.
Yep. You are getting busy. I got just a little window here. You're going to be in the morning show studios later to talk about the rodeo coming up this weekend. But you've prepared a quiz. Is it our second annual or third?
Third
annual.
So, Mike, are you staying to make pancakes after this, or do you have to go somewhere else?
Oh, I've got a really busy day. Yeah, I don't have time.
Pancakes are not included.
Pancakes are not included.
Every year.
I guess. Maybe one of these years I'll get some made for you.
We got to go out to the wagon train, guys. And
can I borrow your wagon?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Can I borrow your wagon, your whiteout?
No, I've got whiteout here. There it goes. The lid is off, just in case I make a mistake.
Yeah, I figured you would.
We got more brought into us yesterday. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. So I have cornered the market on whiteout and a lifetime supply if it doesn't dry up.
It won't dry up as long as the lid's around.
Yeah, okay.
They're like you. They don't expire.
This is like gold. You can't buy this anymore.
Well, apparently you can if everybody's bringing it to you.
I think they got it online. I don't know.
I bought mine on. I got it for you, too.
Yeah.
Mine means nothing now.
I don't like those stupid pens. I talked to somebody else yesterday like that. They're like, yeah, it peels out and it's like a cassette or something.
Not afterwards. The pen. You mean the rollers.
The roller thing, yeah.
Yeah, the non-liquid.
It's worthless. Yeah, because I make a lot of mistakes.
Kind of like one of us in the room.
On my computer screen, I can make...
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why Henry wants to bury your whiteout. He just spelled his name wrong.
Oh, is that right?
My last name.
How'd you get that wrong?
Usually it's just Hank, but now it's like two names.
Oh, I see. Okay. So how many questions
today?
We
have 10 questions.
10 questions.
Yep.
Right. Are they true or false?
Some of them, you just a little bit of everything on here.
Oh, boy.
But we made the last one real easy one for you, so I know you're going to get at least one right.
Okay. Well, we got our names on our papers.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead, Dan.
All right. Number one, how many holes are in a horseshoe? 6, 8, or 9?
Oh, he's covering up his paper. Like I'd copy from him.
Well, yes. I'm not even going to comment.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, number two. A frog is what part of a horse? Is it part of the hoof, part of the head, or part of the rump?
Okay.
All right, number three. What is the only reason a rodeo is canceled? Is it because of heavy rain, lightning, or extreme heat? Uh-oh, Hank's thinking. Heavy rain, lightning, or extreme heat?
Oh, no. Some whiteout.
Yeah, okay. Number four, can a horse see better in daylight or dark? See, I told you a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to remember, because my horse ran fast all the time.
Oh.
You had a horse?
Oh, when I was younger?
Was it a sawhorse?
I had two of them.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Ready for number five?
The only time I had a horse is when Wayne Anderson's horses got out. You know, that was the only time.
Well, yeah, there's plenty of them there, too.
Yeah, they have a few.
Yeah. All right, number five. How far apart are the poles in pole bending? Are they 19 feet, 24 feet, or 21 feet? I took that one off from a couple of years ago, so you should remember it.
But are you kidding me?
We can barely remember what we did yesterday, let alone this morning.
That's what I tell people. I can't remember last week, let alone last year. All right.
I can smell a skunk coming on here today.
Number
That's
six.
Not me.
Number six is a true false.
All right.
Trap shooting and light rifle are events in rodeo now.
Okay.
Number seven, what event actually started a rodeo? Was it bull riding, bareback bronx, or a saddle bronx?
All right.
Number eight, how many seconds are allowed to catch your animal in calf roping? Is it 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or unlimited time? You chase it around the arena if it runs in circles. You get 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or unlimited time?
If I was doing it for my dad, it would be less than 30 seconds. Especially if he got out. So.
Especially with that baling twine you had.
Yeah. Number nine, what is a piggin string? Is it another name for a bull rope? Is it what you tie the calf with? Or is it a hat band?
Well, 0 for 9 already, buddy.
Okay. We're going to have to go to the rodeo and learn more this weekend.
We made this last one a real easy one.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Real easy. Would it be possible to have a rodeo without donations and sponsors? Yes or no?
Oh, let me think about it.
All right.
No one's going to get paid.
Okay.
All right.
You ready for this?
I hope so.
How many holds are in a horseshoe? There's 8.
Yes. Oh, he got it.
Yes.
Phil got the first one wrong again.
Nice job.
Indeed. Yes.
All right. A frog is what part of a horse? It's part of the hoof.
Yes. You got that one? Yep. Oh, man. I told you. I got a skunk coming on.
Uh-oh. Shooing.
What is the only reason a rodeo is canceled? Is lightning.
Yes. 3 for 3, Phil.
Well, I got one right.
Well, just like any football or baseball or anything else. All right. Can a horse see better in daylight or dark? It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He's on a roll.
Hank's got a perfect paper going so far.
That. It's probably getting ready to stop.
I'm going to check that. They look like check marks.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's good? That looks like a check mark.
Okay.
X is wrong.
Okay, got it.
All right. Number five. How far apart are the poles and pole bending? They're 21 feet.
Yes.
Got it right.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are rolling. Trap shoot and light rifle are events in rodeo? That's true.
True.
He finally got him.
He's not getting the fridge hanger. I was worried. I didn't want him to put his fridge hanger over mine.
Well, you knew what he would have done. He would have taped it right on the windshield right in front of you, so you had to look at it all the way to
yeah, that's
all day.
About
yeah. Do you think I would do that to you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. What event started the rodeo? It was actually saddle bronc.
Oh, I had bull riding.
I had bareback. Bear bronc.
All right.
Oh, okay. Number eight, how many seconds are allowed to catch your animal in calf roping? It's 30 seconds.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Woo-hoo! I actually knew that one.
You actually knew it. Okay. What is a piggin string? It's what you tie the calf with.
Yes, sir.
And number 10, I bet you both got right. Is it possible to have a rodeo without donations and sponsors? Is no.
That's
no
right.
Way.
80%
sponsors and donations we get at this area is just amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
It's just no matter.
And look at all the people that sponsor the buckles and the saddles.
Oh, I know.
It is absolutely amazing.
Well, you've got buckles, saddles, sponsors, scholarships, and all the equipment donations, the volunteers to sell tickets and take tickets. It's just amazing.
And just to go beyond that a little bit and look at the parade and the stuff going around town to keep the visitors in town a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. So.
Yeah. I know the fire department comes out and washes the bleachers every year the first Monday of the June, and that was kind of neat this year. They brought high pressure hoses this year, and it was
he missed his chance at a bath.
We'll call you next year. We'll give you your annual bath next year.
I appreciate it.
But you're right. You see some of the same names on the saddle sponsors and things every year.
I mean, they've been sponsors for years. Yep. And
It's actually very impressive what our community gives back to.
It is, That's what I said, this whole community, no matter what it is, rodeo, dairy breakfast, whatever, it's just these
Grace.
Grace is just awesome,
It's absolutely amazing what we have in our community.
Yeah.
Are you still doing a Grace, don't you do a benefit on Friday night for Grace?
Yep. Is it Friday night? Wear pink for Grace.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody shows up in pink shirts and...
No,
I've never seen so many variety of pink, but
we have about 60 seconds, but do they still have to wear a strict
Dress code?
Yeah.
Dress code. It's not as strict as it used to be. They have to wear their back tag all weekend. From the time they sign up, but they can put t-shirt and shorts on, but they have to have their back tag on all weekend.
Oh, really?
Yep.
But when you're riding or performing, it's got to be...
Oh, definitely long sleeve shirts, jeans, boots, hats.
Tucked in, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the rodeo committee members are the same way.
Really?
Yep.
You all dress up.
It's all dress code all weekend, especially if you're down working in the arena or behind the chutes, and you have to have a wristband.
Do they have to have cowboy boots on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't last.
Me and cowboy boots have never, they say they're comfortable, but I've never worn them long enough.
They are, yeah. They don't look like they are, but my wife just has a fit when I pull mine on. But once I get them on, they're really, really good.
Mine slosh, and I have these orthotics in my feet, so they're really hard for me to wear.
They're hard to get off, aren't they?
No.
Not really.
Really? Because mine, I'm just like, June, you take my foot and pull, you know, and boy, it's tough.
Don't do that too much. Pull your leg right off.
I know. Right. Well, I had 7 right.
I got 8, Phil.
Oh, man. Oh,
going to live this one down all day.
Yeah, I got the first 2 wrong, and then number 7. And you got, 4? Which one was wrong?
6, 7.
Okay, those 2.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting us come in and talk about rodeo. It's a good weekend, a lot of fun. And
you'll be back a little bit later on.
We'll be back for the morning show, yeah. Yep,
you're not making pancakes today, though.
I'll see if I can find a pancake to bring you.
All right.
We're good. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for all you do.
Phil?
Yeah.
Everyone out there, have a good day. We'll talk to you a little bit later on the in Blair Taylor.
We'll be there. Yeah.
Have a good day. Be kind.
Boscobel and Highland have to go a long, long way to play. So kind of like Ithaca and Weston.
Well, it's kind of like Hank and Phil going a long, long way to play today.
We're going a long, long way, too. Absolutely. We'll look forward to it.
Have a good day.
Yep, you bet.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Some notes on today, birthdays and anniversaries coming up. This day in history, 1963, President John F. Kennedy signed into law the Equal Pay Act of 1963, aimed at eliminating wage disparities based on gender. 1978, racehorse Affirmed, ridden by Steve Cawthon, won the 110th Belmont Stakes to claim the 11th Triple Crown. And in 2018, the rover Opportunity sent its last message from the surface of Mars. Originally expected to serve a three-month mission, Opportunity functioned for over 14 years. Some notes on today and iconic moments coming up. Birthdays and anniversaries. We'll see who the icons are that are celebrating today in just a moment, courtesy of The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, number 18, to Peyton Bartow from Mom and Dad with love. Happy 18th. Hope you have a wonderful day from your furry pets, Harvey and Lola, and your friends at Whispering Hope. And to Peyton Bartow, have a great day from Mom and Dad and all the family. Greetings to Collins Morris from St. Mary's School. Also to Mark Olson, have a great day. Happy birthday to Michaeline Falk from St. Luke Lutheran Church. A very happy birthday wish to Kimberly Lynn Moen from the whole family. We love you. Have the best day ever. Celebrate. And next year is the big one. Woohoo! Have a great day, Judy Adrian from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. And happy birthday wishes to Margaret Paysold from Schmidwillen Hills residents and staff. Happy birthday on the 10th of June to Amy Twining from Richland Center United Methodist Church, to Christine Schmidt and Abigail Ewing from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Also from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we salute Justice Keenitz, to Margaret Paysold and Jillian Scott. Lots of anniversaries, including Eugene and Debbie Faga, to Mr. and Mrs. Paul Nelson, Heather and Jamie Rux, Ashley and Wendy Wirtz, and Gary and Molly Schilling. Bloom City Town Crier saluting Emily Putz and Melanie Wantor. Happy anniversary, Doug and Christy Doerr, and Randy and Stacy Felton. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Scott Gauld, Emily Putz, Christine Schmidt, Ethan Bennett, and Collins Morris. Happy anniversary, Chad and Michelle Cosgrove, Doug and Christy Doerr, and Mike and Nicole Tennant. Happy anniversary to Nick and Leah Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Leah from Nick, have a great day today. Congratulations from Lori and the guys as well to Nick and Leah Durst. And happy anniversary, Randy and Stacy Felton.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw! Joanna has the news coming up next. Lots of June brides to salute this week and during the month of June. That's awesome. Here's Johnny Rodriguez with a song for our special couples.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you run with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. Gets old, it only grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. Honey, I love you. That's the way love goes.
Johnny Rodriguez, WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 54 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A mix of clouds and sun, breezing a bit warmer today, a high of 76. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild with a low of 58. After a low this morning of 49, it's 54 degrees.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Madison teacher who was killed in the December school shooting will be honored at a national memorial. 42-year-old Erin West was loved at Abundant Life Christian School. She served as the substitute teacher coordinator. WKOW reports her name will be added to the National Memorial to Fallen Educators. It falls under the umbrella of the National Educator Hall of Fame in Kansas. The memorial includes three large stone books engraved with the names of teachers who died serving others. It was created after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 and is the only memorial dedicated to teachers who died on the job because of violence, accidents, or illness like COVID-19 they caught at work. With 189 names, the memorial is almost full. The organizers have a fundraiser to add more books to hold more names. West will be added to the memorial in a ceremony June 20th. Meanwhile, the Abundant Life shooter's father was just in court. Jeffrey Rupnow faces three felonies for allegedly supplying the gun his daughter used to kill West and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and hurt six more before she died by suicide. The court appearance was uneventful. Lawyers scheduled a preliminary hearing for July 24th. That's where a prosecutor has to prove they have enough evidence to move forward with a case. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan had previously said no one knew the girl better than her father and his actions contributed to the shooting. For each of the three shootings, Rupnow faces the potential of 6 years behind bars and up to a $10,000 fine. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss accuses the Evers administration of lying about the budget. Governor Tony Evers said in a statement that Republicans refused to agree to meaningful investments in education, child care, and the UW system as negotiations broke down. Appearing on WISN's Upfront, Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not the amount Evers wants. Voss says Republicans were also willing to give the UW system funding, but less than the governor and system's $800 million request. Budget talks between Evers and Republican lawmakers broke down last week. There is currently a vacancy in District 1 East on the Richland School Board following the resignation of Lee Van Landite. If you are a legal voter living in District 1 of the district, you are invited to submit a declaration of candidacy by noon Friday, July 11th to the district. At last night's board meeting, it was noted that since the April 28th reorganizational board meeting, the board has seen three past board members leave the board for various reasons. Board member Neil Huntemer chose in December 2024 to declare non-candidacy and not seek re-election this past April, citing family time as the main reason. Board member Robin Dickman resigned in May of 2025 to accept a full-time teaching position with the Richland School District. And board member Lee Van Landite resigned in May of 2025, citing the desire to get back into the classrooms as a volunteer. Given that the board will soon have three new members, it was felt that this was a great time to kick off a four-part series of board development. Instead of having a retreat or other format, this series is being done in open session. Having these presentations to the board in open session does promote transparency while also educating the general public with how a school board functions and operates, along with some misconceptions and frustrations a board member may feel regarding their roles and responsibilities. Session one held last night was conducted by the district's general legal counsel, Kirk Strang of Strang Law LLC. The session focused more on the legal requirements a board and individual members must meet. In order to accommodate the schedules of some of the speakers in future sessions, two of the upcoming regularly scheduled meetings would need to be moved. The revisions to the upcoming meetings include the regularly scheduled board meetings from Monday, June 23rd to Wednesday, June 25th, and from Monday, July 14th to Wednesday, July 16th. There will be new leadership at the Richland Intermediate School. It was announced at the Richland School District Board of Education meeting last night that Felipe Armijo will be serving as the principal at the intermediate school. He comes from the Wisconsin Dells School District with 21 years of experience. The current intermediate principal, Lisa Brown, will be the new board-certified behavioral analyst for the new Thrive program. The work to eradicate cancer is nationally funded due to the efforts of many established organizations operating on a worldwide scale. But in Richland County, support comes from a local source, one with over 20 years dedicated to making a difference. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Incorporated, or GRACE, this volunteer organization means 100% committed to helping our neighbors and friends, says Board President Eileen Stevens. Grace was started in 2003 as a way to keep the money raised here where it matters most. 58% directly helps eligible applicants with food, gas, utilities, and more. 25% is given to UW Carbone Cancer Center and Gunderson Health for cancer research. 10% supports the medical communities within the Grace service area. 5% is used for cancer prevention events and education, and just 2% is used to cover operating costs. Grace has raised more than $4 million since its inception. Grace's commitment to rural medicine was felt by the Richland Hospital and Clinics when the hospital's foundation accepted a $40,251 gift to fund a gastroscope, a vital tool used in the early detection of certain types of cancer. This critical access hospital employs around 420 people and operates from its main location in Richland Center, with additional clinics in Muscadet and Spring Green. The Richland Hospital and Clinics gives patients access to colonoscopies along with other cancer screenings, with procedures usually scheduled within a few weeks of referral. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources congratulates the winners of the 2025 Invasive Species Action Awards presented by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council during Invasive Species Action Month. The governor-appointed council advises the DNR and the state legislature on invasive species issues. The council awards individuals and groups in professional and volunteer settings that positively impact the fight against the spread of invasive species. The winners represent all regions of Wisconsin. They use many different approaches in their efforts, but each winner is united in putting in long hours in the ongoing work against the spread of invasive species. This year's winners include Ben Johnston in his role with the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in Vernon County. He has led invasive species control and monitoring activities on more than 8,600 acres. In addition, Ben has devoted hundreds of hours of volunteer time organizing community events and spreading the word about invasive species. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, has announced 10 regional workforce development organizations across the state will receive nearly $10.3 million in grants through the second round of funding awarded through the Worker Advancement Initiative. In total, projects receiving funding through the second round of the WAI are projected to help more than 1,400 Wisconsinites find or improve their employment through paid work-based learning and classroom training. Participants served through the WAI will benefit from a continuum of services, including paid work experience, opportunities to develop and/or enhance job skills, training so participants can acquire occupational skills connected to in-demand jobs along with critical work-based skills needed to succeed, on-the-job training opportunities that will lead to economic self-sufficiency, and supportive services to address related barriers to employment, which may include assistance for childcare, housing, transportation, and worker stipends. Grants were awarded to 10 workforce development boards across the state, including the Southwest Wisconsin Workforce Development Board, which received $685,422 to serve 143 participants by supporting training in accelerated industrial maintenance, firefighting, certified nursing assistant, and welding. Training will be provided to 3 cohorts in the AIM summer program, 1 cohort in the Fire Academy, 3 cohorts of CNA trainees to prepare for the National Nurse Aid Assessment Program exam and state accreditation, 1 cohort of welding trainees in the Prairie du Chien Correctional Institution, and 1 cohort of welding trainees at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Walk with Grace teams are reminded that the T-shirt order forms are due today. Order forms, along with any new artwork that is needed for this year, should be dropped off at the Grace office by 6 tonight. If you are using the same artwork as in years past, you can just check that line on the bottom of the form. Note that there is a $2 additional charge for each 2XL, 3XL, or 4XL shirt that is ordered. The Grace office will be open today from 11 until 6. The office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Also, if you still owe the registration fee, Please drop that off as well or make other arrangements as to when and how that is being paid.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Tuesday, June 10th. Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Bosque Bell. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills. William Cairns, age 73, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th, from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
A mix of clouds and sun today, breezy and a bit warmer with a high of 76. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild with a low of 58. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. After a low this morning of 49, it's 55 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly school shooting in Austria, city of Graz. 9 people killed, many others injured, and the shooter is also dead, says the city's mayor. Police say they believe the gunman acted alone. President Trump taking credit for sending hundreds of Marines and thousands of National Guard troops to protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. He says the situation could have gotten worse had he not. State and local law enforcement were enough to control just a couple of blocks of protests, says L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
We didn't need the National Guard members. They are protecting one building. They're not involved in any crowd control. And now we're going to bring in the military for what?
In solidarity with the L.A. protesters, there were demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Police used tear gas and detained some, firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News. A federal judge